From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed Tuesday to set up a mechanism to observe a ceasefire in Syria. The agreement came at the end of 2 days of peace talks in Kazakhstan among representatives of the Syrian government and rebel groups. The three countries reiterated in their joint statement that the nearly 6-year civil war in Syria has no military solution and that negotiations under guidelines set up by a United Nations resolution are the only way to achieve peace. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved the building of 2,500 new homes in the West Bank, most located in areas where settlers already live. The government says it approved the settlement expansion in response to the housing needs in the Beit El settlement near Ramallah and other areas. The Palestinians responded to the news by accusing Israel of defying international opposition to the settlements. Humanitarian agencies say they fear for the safety of Iraqi civilians in the western part of the city of Mosul. Lisa Schlein reports.
The Iraqi government reportedly has regained full control of eastern Mosul 100 days after military operations to oust Islamic State fighters from the city began. The government is now setting its sights on recapturing the western part of the city, and this is causing worry among humanitarian workers. The United Nations reports nearly half of all casualties from Mosul are civilians. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Britain's Supreme Court ruled 8-3 Tuesday that Parliament must approve plans to trigger the country's exit from the European Union. Prime Minister Theresa May had wanted to use executive power to do that. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump moved Tuesday to advance construction of 2 oil pipelines in the U.S. The action overturns the policies of former President Barack Obama, who objected to the projects on environmental grounds. Mr. Trump signed executive orders calling for new negotiations to allow construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. He also signed orders to expedite reviews of environmental concerns and to determine whether or not manufacturing proposals are approved. The new president said he will make an appointment next week to the U.S. Supreme Court to fill the vacancy left last year by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Here's the latest on the U.S. cabinet confirmation process. U.S. President Donald Trump's choice for Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services faced tough questioning Tuesday during a second round of confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill. The new administration wants to replace the Affordable Care Act, but HHS nominee Tom Price offered few details about how Obamacare will be replaced. Nikki Haley's nomination to be U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations moved a step closer to full Senate confirmation Tuesday when the Foreign Relations Committee overwhelmingly approved her nomination. Meanwhile, the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee forced a 1-week delay in its vote for Senator Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. The president's budget director nominee, Congressman Mick Mulvaney, was questioned by the Senate Budget Committee, and the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee Tuesday unanimously approved Ben Carson as Housing Secretary. China has warned the United States it would not retreat from claims that it controls the South China Sea. A foreign ministry spokeswoman said her government has what she called indisputable sovereignty over the South China Sea islands and their adjacent waters. She said the United States is not a party to the South China Sea issue. Her remarks came in response to U.S. White House spokesman Sean Spicer's comments Monday that the U.S. would defend international territories, including the South China Sea. Spicer said the U.S. will prevent China from taking over the islands and reefs in the area. Witnesses say at least 7 policemen were killed in an explosion in Somalia Tuesday. The explosion occurred at a base used by units from the Somali police force in the town of Afgoye. The town's mayor says the bomb had been hidden by the Al-Shabaab militant group, which attacked the base Monday. The explosion followed an attack by the militants on Afgoye just hours earlier. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are higher at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.